Halftime Show. Bulls and T-Wolves are at the break up in Minneapolis with the Bulls leading it 57-44. Well, for tonight's Halftime Show, we put the focus on Athletico, a chosen provider of rehabilitation, fitness, and performance services for our Chicago Bulls. And tonight's visit is with Will Haskell. He's a performance enhancement specialist out of the Athletico Sports Performance Center in Oak Brook, Illinois, who tells us about their very impressive facility.
What makes this facility so special is it's a one-stop shop for physical therapy, occupational therapy, massage therapy, and contained within the facility, we also have a golf performance center, and we also have our sports performance center. So pretty much every service that you could possibly imagine when it comes to a sports medicine aspect, we can basically provide out of this site.
Well, we all know of Athletico as the largest physical therapy and occupational therapy provider in the Chicagoland area. However, why the sudden focus now on sports performance and also injury prevention?
Frankly, a little bit of anger and frustration when it comes to the treatment of our young athletes. We see tons and tons of athletes every afternoon that have injuries that could be deemed preventable. Now, it's one thing if an athlete comes down, lands on another athlete's foot, rolls their ankle, we can't prevent that. However, we're finding a lot of these injuries that these athletes are sustaining, no one hits them. There's no contact. They're rolling ankles. They're twisting knees in a way that we look at that and say, if we had some intervention, if we did strength training, if we did movement training, is there a way that we could definitely prevent these injuries? And the astounding answer is yes.
With the winter youth basketball season and high school basketball playoffs wrapped up now, what does a typical off season look like for youth, and when is the best time to begin preparations for the next season?
Young kids, and when I say young, we try and look at that 12 and under group. For those off season times, for those younger kids, we like to encourage our athletes to play another sport. When it comes to those athletes, those high school level athletes, we basically encourage strength training, movement training. We want to make sure that our athletes are staying healthy in the off season while also trying to improve on those physical attributes that are going to have a direct relation to their overall performance when they return to the basketball court.
Well, I've heard there's some coaches, Will, that say things like, you can't teach speed and kids can't lift weights. I've been hearing that for years. Any truth to those statements?
In a way, there is some. I could train and train and train for the rest of my life and never be as fast as Derrick Rose. It'll never happen. However, I can get faster in the process based on my own physical capacity. So we can teach speed with our kids, starting with the ground up with very fundamental movements. And despite contrary opinion, our young kids can lift weights as long as it's instructed and supervised in a safe environment.
Is there a certain age starting point for kids? I mean, is it 6? Is it 10? Is it 12 for boys and girls, the young kids?
We have actually started with athletes as young as 6 years old, starting on general movement preparation, basically teaching our kids how to run, how to side shuffle, even simple things like standing and balancing on one leg. Later on down the road, as that athlete matures, we have an athlete that has those skills put in place. We typically have an athlete that is very healthy and hopefully very successful.
Visiting with Will Haskell, performance enhancement specialist at Athletico Sports Performance Center in Oak Brook. Final question for you, Will. We're talking about kids lifting. Can't simply lift in their high school weight rooms. Why do athletes need Athletico?
Last year, the American Academy of Pediatrics actually did a study and found that there was a 150% increase in physical education and weight room-based or high school weight room-based injuries from the year before. And one of the primary reasons is that high schools are starting to add strength and conditioning to their athletic programs. Not a bad thing, but the issue is that some of these high schools lack the resources. There's 28 million kids playing sports here in this country right now, 18 and under. There's a lot of kids. There are very few coaches. There's very limited space. What we have in Athletico is the space and the expertise and the sports medicine background to give kids something that they typically won't receive at their high school, again, in a safe environment where we can actually progress them according to their developmental milestones from early ages, 6, 7 years old, all the way up through collegiate and hopefully their professional careers.
That's Will Haskell from Athletico. We're at the half in Minnesota. Right now, Bulls lead.